Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been addressing the question, what does it mean to be born again? Today I want to take a look at one aspect of that. Why does a person need a second birth anyway? We talked yesterday about how originally man's relationship with God was one of very close fellowship. Adam and Eve walked with God in the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day and enjoyed his presence. And yet, when Adam and Eve sinned, disobeying God's direct commandment not to eat from the tree of life that was in the center of the garden, their fellowship with God was broken. There was suddenly a complete breach in their relationship, and they were driven from God's presence in the Garden of Eden. When Adam sinned, the law of sin and death began to work in his life, because he had died spiritually just as God said he would if he disobeyed. In God's economy, the ultimate penalty or payment for sin is death. Romans 6:23 tells us the wages, or you could say the paycheck, for sin is death. Jesus came to redeem mankind from this spiritual death. The word redeem means to buy or pay off. It means to clear by payment or to make up for, to make amends for some fault or shortcoming, or to deliver from sin and its consequences by means of a sacrifice offered for the sinner, according to Webster's dictionary. Jesus, God's own Son, came into the world because of God's great love to redeem man back from death to life and to relationship with God. Jesus bridged that great divide, that great breach that was between God and man that had opened up like a cavern when Adam and Eve sinned. Isaiah 59:2 speaks of this breach or separation from God in our relationship when it says, "But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear." But Jesus came to close that gap, to close that separation, to bring reconciliation between us and God. John 3:16 and 17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Jesus paid the price for our sins through his death on the cross. He literally took our place by taking on the sins of the world and dying for us. It is like you were standing in a courtroom and you had been found guilty and sentenced to death, and the judge had just ordered that you be taken to the electric chair when Jesus stepped in and said, "No, let me take his place. I'll go to that electric chair for him. Let him go free." So it is with everyone who accepts God's offer of love and forgiveness in Christ Jesus. Though you were guilty, you go free, because one who was innocent paid the penalty for you. Another way of understanding what Jesus did when he died on the cross is revealed in this verse from Matthew 20:28. It says, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." That word ransom means redemption price. You could say Jesus both paid the ransom and he was the ransom. Ransom is a price that is paid to gain the freedom of one who is in captivity. Years ago, when someone was in the bondage of slavery, that person could be freed if a ransom was paid. Sin brings every person into spiritual slavery. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin." It can also be said this way, "By what a man is overcome, by this he is enslaved," according to 2 Peter 2:19. Jesus paid the ransom that was required to redeem us from slavery to sin and in order to bring us to God, no longer as slaves, but as sons and daughters. Galatians 4:7 tells us, "Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God." God's amazing love and his provision of salvation for every sinner who will accept his love and forgiveness will truly transform a life. A great testimony to the power of God's word is found in the conversion story of a man by the name of Tokichi Ichi, a Japanese man who was hanged for murder in Tokyo back in 1918. He had been sent to prison more than 20 times, and he was known as being as cruel as a tiger. On one occasion, after attacking a prison official, he was gagged and bound and tortured, but he stubbornly refused to say he was sorry for what he had done. Just before he was sentenced to death, Tokichi was sent a New Testament by two Christian missionaries, a Miss West and a Miss McDonald. After a visit from Miss West, he began to read the story of Jesus' trial and execution. His attention was riveted by the sentence, "And Jesus said, 'Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.'" This sentence from the Word of God transformed his life. "He was stabbed through the heart," he wrote, "as if by a 5-inch nail. What did this verse reveal to me? Shall I call it the love of the heart of Christ? Shall I call it his compassion? I do not know what to call it. I only know that with an unspeakable grateful heart, I believed." Tokichi was sentenced to death, and he accepted it as the fair, impartial judgment of God. Now, this precious word of God that had brought him to faith also sustained him while he awaited his death sentence in an amazing way. He came upon the words in 2 Corinthians 6, "as sorrowing, yet always rejoicing." He later wrote, "People will say that I must have a very sorrowful heart because I'm daily awaiting the execution of my death sentence. But this is not the case. I neither feel sorrow nor distress nor any pain. Locked up in a prison cell 6 feet by 9 in size, I am infinitely happier than I was in the days of my sinning when I did not know God. Day and night I am talking with Jesus." Just as he was led to his execution site where he was to be hanged, he uttered his last words, which were, "My soul, purified, today returns to the city of God." This man truly experienced what it means to be born again. He had lived a vile life of crime and hatred and was hardened, many would say, beyond help. And yet, God's love pierced his heart. He came to a knowledge of Jesus Christ as Savior, gave his heart to him as his Lord, and was truly born again. He was redeemed from a life of death into true life, even though he lived those last days of his life in a tiny prison cell. Jesus came to redeem you from spiritual death. You don't have to live a life of death every day. God wants to give you his life. not just eternal life after you die, but true life that you can experience every day that you live on this earth. John 1:12 tells us, "But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God." God wants you as his child. He paid the penalty for every sin you ever committed, but he calls to you to come to him, accept his love, his grace, his forgiveness. Allow him to give you a new life. Become born again. And you'll know the freedom and the joy that this man knew, even in a prison cell, in your life today. That's all the time we have. Join us tomorrow as we continue to study what the Word of God says about being born again. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you two of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you two copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.